American soldiers go through a lot of training before being sent to Afghanistan. They learn how to spot improvised explosive devices and how to navigate Afghan culture. They even have to learn how to drive all over again in some very difficult conditions. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
Two-thirds of the roads in Afghanistan are unpaved, so soldiers have come to find getting around can be a real chore, even without the threat of insurgent attacks. Captain Brett Jordan is about to take his transportation battalion from Fort Campbell to the southern region of Afghanistan.
Most of the roads are trails or lots of debris, and they're going to have to maneuver around these obstacles or go through them while they're conducting missions in the area.
The mission today is just learning how to get up, over, or around those obstacles. Units throughout the Army train on driving, but this one from the 101st Airborne Division has brought in the pros. Officers have hired the Evolution Performance Driving School based in Connecticut.
Ease the throttle going down, squeeze it going up.
Instructor Tom Kotzian runs alongside a Humvee weighed down with steel armor. The gun turret on the roof whips from side to side as a private jerks through a deeply rutted trail.
Nice job!
The driving technique involves working the brake and gas at the same time with both feet. Instead of bouncing the 16,000-pound workhorse over a rise and stopping in a hole, they keep a consistent rate of speed. Captain Byron Rayburn says it cuts down on wear and tear.
The whole idea is they're trying to eventually baby the vehicle. The very initial hill that they were going over was pretty rough experience, but after two or three times going through, it's actually pretty smooth.
Sometimes obstacles are unavoidable. Private First Class Chris Peabody approaches a section of trail blocked by telephone poles, which represent downed trees. As the 4x4 loses traction, instructor Mike Johnson troubleshoots with the young driver.
The tires start to spin, you'll add more left foot on the brake, and then add a little fuel. Hey, guess what? Guess what you didn't do?
Forgot to put the Humvee in low gear. After downshifting, it easily hauls itself out. But another armored vehicle is stuck for real.
You guys need some help?
Soldiers grab a chain and tow the mud-caked truck onto flat land. They work quickly because for Specialist Alfredo Garibay, this isn't just an advanced driver's ed. It's about saving lives.
As a transportation company, you pretty much want to stay moving. You never want a truck breaking down. You don't want a truck getting stuck because it's just higher probability is getting shot at. We train and push out. We always want to get out of the kill zone.
However, the road itself can be a killer. Improvised explosives were blamed for more than half of the American casualties in Afghanistan last year. A desert brown Humvee crawls over rocks the size of small filing cabinets, trying to avoid what's referred to as UXO, unexploded ordnance. Fake roadside bombs are notated on the course with old water bottles. Specialist William Watts is on foot in front of the vehicle, guiding the driver with hand signals. He says the painstaking process is nerve-wracking but necessary.
You know, the UXO you always keep in the back of your mind because, I mean, it will kill you, but you got to make sure your equipment gets through because if it don't, that could kill you too.
Driving in Afghanistan is a delicate balance of speed and caution. These 24 soldiers from Fort Campbell represent the chosen few. They're now expected to share newly minted off-road skills with others in the battalion. All of them will be put to the test when they deploy later this year. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.